Well, it hasn't happened for 122 years. No human alive has seen it. Venus will pass between the Earth and the Sun. WTOP's Christy King is going to be watching it at the University of Maryland, where she joins us live now.
There are more than a dozen people up here. We're on the fifth floor balcony of the Plant Sciences building. Folks are setting up portable telescopes and video monitors. There's an enormous expanse of horizon in front of us where the sun will come up. And the associate director at the University of Maryland's astronomy department just handed me some paper glasses. They look like those 3D glasses you get in the movies. But Dr. John Trasko, they're not blue and red.
No, they look silver on the outside. They're really a fairly metallic coating on it, and that blocks out most of the light. So there's something that you can safely look at the sun.
And what should people not do for this transit?
Unless they have protection, like these eclipse glasses, or they're with somebody who knows what they're doing, don't look directly at the sun. As the sun rises, it may not look that bright, but it really is.
Now, after the sun rises, the tiniest little dot that you can just barely see without magnification with the naked eye, that'll cross the right edge of the sun until about 7:30. Hey, that's Venus in transit. Reporting live from the University of Maryland, Christy King, WTOP Radio.
It hasn't happened in 122 years. Venus is passing between Earth and the sun. And people all over the world are watching this, including folks at the University of Maryland, where we now find WTOP's Christy King.
Yes, we have a big crowd up here with all these telescopes. And now up here on the fifth floor balcony, to focus on the sun, the astrophysics telescope here had to focus on the horizon through the scaffolding of a big construction crane. Okay, well, but then we saw the sun, we saw Venus. And past the big metal arms, we could see that black dot of Venus moving about the speed of a lazy duck. But that wasn't Venus moving. Explain what's going on. Elizabeth Warner, she runs the University of Maryland Observatory here.
Hi, Christy. Basically, when we pointed the telescope at Venus and the sun, we center the telescope on Venus, and we have the telescope tracking on Venus so it stays in the middle of the view as much as possible. But the Earth is turning, and so what's happening is we're staying still pointing at the sun, or the telescope is pointing directly at Venus, and the Earth is turning underneath it. And so the telescope has motors to compensate for the Earth's rotation. So effectively, because the crane is stuck to the Earth, it looks like it's moving through the frame of the view. And so we can see the Earth turning in the video that we're shooting.
I gotta tell you guys, it was too cool. Now Venus is gonna be passing over the right edge of the sun, but if you're watching it on TV and people are using these telescopes and stuff, it reverses the picture?
It depends on how they have their telescope set up. Some people may have optics set up so that it gives the right view, and so it looks like what you would see with just your eyes. But the people observing here, when they look through our telescopes, it will be reversed for us.
Okay, and this will be happening until about 7:30. Reporting live from the University of Maryland, Christy King, WTOP Radio.
Well, there's only about 30 minutes left now to see a celestial event that hasn't happened in 122 years. Pretty long time. Venus is passing between the Earth and the Sun. WTOP's Christy King is watching at the University of Maryland and joins us live.
It's almost over right now. Venus looks like a meatball about to fall off a plate. And what are some folks thinking about this?
I think I see the dot.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's interesting stuff. I'm glad to be here.
Small relative to the sun. But, my eyesight isn't very good, but at 93 million miles... I seem to be able to see something.
Now, with the astronomy department here at the University of Maryland, Dr. John Trasko, pretty good turnout, huh?
Yeah, there are about 400 people covered the last 2 hours, and we're hoping they come back in 8 years to see the rest of it.
See you in 2012. Reporting live, Christy King, WTOP Radio.
People all over the world were watching a celestial event that hasn't happened in 122 years.
A little black spot on the sun, a mini eclipse.
Very cool. It's hard to believe that's actually Venus, but it is.
Watching the Venus transit at the University of Maryland, Naomi and Carrie Liss.
Butter and I went to Sydney, Australia last summer for a conference, and we learned that Captain Cook, the reason why he went down there and actually explored Australia in the late 1700s, was for a transit of Venus. He brought botanists and astronomers with them, and they were trying to figure out the precise distance between the Earth and the Sun.
They were doing triangulation. There were all kinds of people on different points with planets.
That's actually what motivated him to go and help discover and settle Australia.
In College Park, Christy King, WTOP Radio.